Dry weather continues for the first couple of days this week as an upper-level ridge remains in control across upstate New York and interior New England. Temperatures will continue to climb as well, becoming above average both today and Tuesday. A nice taste of spring. We will see some changes, however, late Tuesday as an area of low pressure advances from the southwest. Organized rain will overspread the region from west to east. Tuesday into Wednesday. This will usher in colder conditions with the rain on Wednesday. We will be slightly warmer Thursday, but showers will linger as an upper-level system slowly pushes through the region. A brief break in the action returns for Friday with mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies and near-average temperatures. For the weekend, yet another upper-level trough drops through the region, bringing with it more rain showers. Expect wet weather for much of the day Saturday, with showers drawing to a close Sunday morning. For the weekend, both days, colder than average temperatures. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a few strong to severe thunderstorms are possible across Georgia and South Carolina. Isolated thunderstorms also possible across the high plains. This is from an upper-level low that will drift eastward from the lower Mississippi Valley toward the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, with a weak surface trough extending from western Tennessee into Georgia by late afternoon. A warm front will lift north across eastern Georgia into central South Carolina, ushering in dew points in the mid-60s points to the south. Meanwhile, a cold front will extend from the Alabama-Georgia border southward across the western Florida panhandle. Storms today will be driven by a low-level warm advection and a 40-knot southeasterly low-level jet. Later in the day, strong heating over Georgia will also result in steep low-level lapse rates. Most unstable instability around 1,000 joules per kilogram. This will trigger scattered afternoon storms. Wind profiles will be mainly unidirectional west of the warm front, with cellular activity producing marginal hail or wind. However, a few storms could become supercells near the warm front, where low-level shear will be the greatest. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, expect sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. Just a light afternoon breeze out of the southeast. In Boston, high near 60. Light afternoon breeze out of the southeast. And finally in Buffalo, sunny with highs in the mid-60s, a south wind around 5 to 10. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high is 62 and the average low is 40 degrees. The record high, 87, set back in 2007 and 1902. The record low is 26, set back in 1975. Sunrise today, 6:01 a.m., sunset, 7:47, a total of 13 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 4 minutes from yesterday. Your 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 14 degrees at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, Sunday morning, to 103 degrees at Thermal, California, and Death Valley, California, Sunday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 50s for the Adirondacks and low to mid 60s across the North Country and Champlain Valley. Expect a south wind around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear skies. However, expect a good range of low temperatures. We are as cold as the upper 20s to lower 30s in the Adirondacks to the low to mid 30s across the North Country and finally into the lower 40s for parts of the Champlain Valley, wind remaining light out of the south. For the Connecticut River Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies today, high temperatures in the upper 60s. Wouldn't be surprising to feel temperatures reaching to 70 or 71 in a few spots as well. Expect a light afternoon wind out of the south. Tonight, continue to expect clear skies. Temperatures will dip into the upper 30s with just a light south wind. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Sunny skies will continue today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Expect a light afternoon wind out of the south. Tonight, clear skies continue, low temperatures falling into the mid to upper 30s under a light south wind. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny skies continue today. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. Expect a light afternoon wind out of the south. Tonight, expect clear skies with temperatures falling into the mid to upper 30s under a light southerly wind. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny skies will continue with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Expect a light afternoon wind out of the south. Tonight, clear skies with temperatures falling into the lower to mid 30s for the Greens and the northern Berkshires, while the Capital District only falls into the mid to upper 30s. All locations will be under a light south wind. Your regional forecast tomorrow, highs are above average, reaching the upper 60s under partly cloudy skies, becoming mostly cloudy by dusk. Also expect widespread rain to overspread by late evening. That rainfall will continue into your day on Wednesday, also bringing with it colder temperatures. Highs will only be around the mid-50s. Thursday, expect more clouds than sun. High temperatures remain cool in the 50s. A couple of showers will be possible as well. However, we will dry out for the day on Friday. Temperatures will be near normal, back into the lower 60s. Saturday, yet another storm moves on through. This brings us more showers and colder weather. High temperatures are only going to reach the mid-50s. We will dry out for the day on Sunday, but highs will remain cool, not getting above the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.